just doing something for the right reasons, I feel, is very important, because a lot of people like to jump on the trend and maybe start something of their own or get into something that they've seen other people excelling at. But having your own why is so important. So just having your thoughts clear, I think, is important for people to start anything. If you have that underlying reason, then it just makes it easier for you. It makes the journey more interesting.
That was Vidhi Khandelwal, the founder and the designer at The Ink Bucket. This is part two of my conversation with Vidhi. So if you haven't checked out part one yet, I would highly recommend checking that one out before you proceed with this one. In this episode, we have a whole lot of important things we talk about, and I can't wait for you guys to experience it as well. And just like last week's episode, we have Prasad here standing over me and checking on whether I'm able to get the entire of the intro and outro done in 5 minutes. Last time we had how many seconds left? 33 seconds. Okay, 33 seconds left. This time, where are we at right now?
You have 2 minutes left.
I have just 2 minutes left because I think I'm at my 10th take for the episode. Damn. Okay, so let's get right into it. In this one, we talk about why important things in your life will take time. The challenges, transition, balance between a personal brand and a conventionally set up brand. The balance between consumption and the creation bit on social media. And finally, we talk about FOMO, or the fear of missing out. Yeah, if you liked where this episode is heading, and also if you liked the intro, then I would highly, highly recommend smashing the like button and showing the YouTube algorithm what's up. And just let me know what you think of the episode once you're done listening or watching it, either over Instagram DMs, or you can leave a comment down below. Cool, let's get right into the episode. This is episode 31 with Vidhi Khandelwal. Honestly, when we started the show, right, I'm trying to keep it truly long form. When we started, all our episodes were on an average an hour and a half.
Okay.
An hour and a half, and maybe even longer. I think I get the world we're living in. A lot of people have told me, dude, it's just, do you think that people would want to listen or tune in or watch these kind of conversations because they're really long? I think there is definitely a space for that in a world like today, because everyone's looking at, you know, like 15 second content and whatnot, right? So I'm trying to really go the other way.
Yeah.
And I think the balance is to for people to think of not maybe binging on Netflix or watching something else that's useless.
Yeah.
And then maybe tuning into something like this.
Yeah.
Or because we are available on audio too, passively consuming it while you do something else.
Something else, correct. Yeah. No, I think it makes sense because I think those short ones, there's only so much that you can gain, and it becomes very, like if I have to talk to you for just 10, 15 minutes, I might just touch up on some things and not go in detail.
Yeah.
And those are things that you find in a lot of places.
For sure.
You know, it's the things that when you go into detail, you kind of get to know a lot more, which might not be so easily accessible to people.
I think the important thing with any big thing that you do in life, right? And if you think about it, like if you're trying to learn something, there's no short technique to anything, right?
For sure.
Most good things take time.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why you can maybe extract so much more knowledge from a book than you would from a video.
Yeah.
Right? Because it takes that much time.
And you're fully in it. When you're reading, you just like, you know, you might be visualizing what's happening in the book and you're reading, so you're not distracted. You're completely there.
Yeah, yeah. So. And these important aspects and these heavier topics, if you will, or more important aspects of life are things that are deeper and, you know, takes you time to get to.
Yeah.
You can't just watch a video and say, I know everything about meditation now.
Yeah.
I'll just sit and I know exactly what I have to do. And, you know, purpose of life, I'll tell you the purpose of life. I saw a video that day. It was 2 minutes. You sit down, I'll tell you. I mean, it doesn't work that way, right?
Yeah, it doesn't. And so many of these things come from experience.
Yeah.
You know, going through it and figuring it out.
Yeah. And like, if you read a book, there's one thing that the author might be trying to tell you, or even if you're taking a documentary or a movie too, right? Subjectively, it comes down to what you grab from it, right? So that's another important thing too, which a lot of people don't get.
Yeah.
So there have been instances where I've read a book and I've reread the book a couple of years later. Like night and day difference.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it from a very different perspective.
Your perspective has changed.
Exactly. Correct. And I'm in a very different space. I was more worried about, something back then. So entire focus is how I can implement these learnings and these takeaways into that, as opposed to maybe generally thinking about how this can be part of my lifestyle.
Yeah.
Right? There's so many things there too. And I think that's what I'm really trying to do, which is have different people on the show who all have very similar underlying narrative, which is that you need to know what you're doing and you need to have like a purpose or a mindful effort on what you're doing.
Right.
At the same time, also bring in people from various walks, with various mindsets, and just have a dialogue as opposed to it being an interview, because I don't want to see another one of these, interviewee style content. And also, if you look at all the, let's take some of these news anchors or, these news shows itself, right? They'll start off with a conventional interview thing. And then after a couple of iterations, they're like, now we need to like bring in that masala or something, and then the entire gist of the show is gone.
Mm.
Right. And we don't want to do that. I want to keep it like, very candid and very simple.
Mm.
That's where we are at.
Yeah.
And that was me rambling, but it's great. And I think what we definitely need to now talk about is the whole personal brand versus a brand itself as a company, right? Because I think you are one of those few people I've seen on social media where you've tagged it. I think you have a handle as the Ink Bucket itself, but you have it tagged with your name.
Yeah.
Right, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like maybe just walk me through what your mindset has been when it comes to that, and how have you really, drawn those boundaries? Because I think there's a lot of places there's an overlap.
I think that is something that it goes on at a subconscious level, but you don't really. It's difficult to just phrase it. Do I explain it? But. So when I started, it started as a brand when I was making products. And then after a while, because I was struggling with the brand, when I moved back to Delhi, I started freelancing. And I started enjoying that a lot because I was doing a lot of painting and interesting projects. And I did the murals for Fab Cafe. So all that was really interesting. And I thought, okay, and this is, good work. Yeah. It's better money.
And it's my work.
Yeah, correct. Rather than... I kind of like stopped enjoying making products at that time, and I was enjoying freelance more. So I started doing a lot of freelance work. And I think at that time, I started, my engagement also went up on social media, because having a following on social media was never the plan for me, because I just wanted to have a brand. And it wasn't even, when I started the brand, it wasn't even a thing. I didn't even know social media or how do I promote my brand on social media and all of that. So that's why I put my name. And actually, it's just been like that for so long. It's just been like that because, I don't know, I feel like... So when I started, when I was doing stationery and when I was having that phase where I was freelancing, figuring out when I'd given up my studio and figuring out what can I do to make this work, I just set up my room up a little bit. I put a desk and I put up stuff, some of my artworks and some products that inspired me. And I just felt like that vibe changed so much for me. And that's when I first realized that surrounding yourself with things that inspire you is so important, and having the right kind of things around you is so important. Vibe is so important. And that's when I thought I want to make products that can help other people also feel inspired or feel nice, that just bring a certain positivity in your everyday life.
Yeah.
And it was all very personal initially. I was doing it all alone. I think that's why the name, because I still, all the artworks are done by me. I've stopped taking freelance work now, but till a year ago, I was doing that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and it's all, I think what I enjoy also is sharing that process and that personal journey with people, how Whether it's making an artwork or a work in progress or samples coming in or how I'm living my day-to-day life. I feel like I enjoy doing that. And I also enjoy that because I was living alone for a long time. And I felt like there were days when I wouldn't see a soul. I was just by myself. And this was my way of interacting with people and just feeling like, okay, there's somebody around kind of a thing, you know, just sharing what's happening kind of a thing. And then it became like a natural thing to do. So I think that's how.
Interesting. So I'm doing a very similar thing with our podcast too, which is, so I did think about instances where I was like, should I just get the handle Against the Odds and, you know, start figuring out releasing content there. But also I was like, this is content that I am coming up with. Yeah. And this is something that's inherently part of me.
Yeah. And so personal, you know, and you want to convey it the right way.
Exactly. Yeah. And who knows that tomorrow, see, the again, just putting this out there, the idea is not, I'm not really tied down to the brand too heavily. I'm more about the underlying message or the underlying factors here, right? So if I'm able to help even one person, you know, like, you know, lead that kind of life, I've done my bit, right? So this could take so many other forms is the way I see it, right? So I have a lot of plans where if I, like, for instance, maybe an excerpt from our conversation itself will be plugged into another YouTube video altogether where we're talking about maybe that aspect. And, you know, really get a very different kind of, you know, conversation going there. The narrative could be how I'm trying to drive a message home. And then I also bring in some, you know, a verification or let's say a complimenting factor from you or from another guest from another episode and get things going. Now, could I do that if I had just this, you know, just the brand or that handle? Probably not. So instead, I've just reverted to, I already have a handle and I was off social media for like a good 2.5 years. I was like, no way. I got to a point Instagram I realize is just eating into my time. It's just these guys know what they're doing. They're very smart and they're trying to make me look dumb. It's not happening. I need to like draw the line and I was completely off it. And what they say about this whole detox and all that is so true because once you get past that point, you're just like, it doesn't help. It doesn't affect me anymore, which is so true. Because, you know, you're thriving off that, right? So once I got back, I was like, I already have a handle. I just might as well just get going. I just have to get the word out there. So more than anything else, right? So why not just do this?
Yeah.
Right. So and I get where you have come from. And like you said, you haven't given that the personal versus this too much thought. It was more about just getting the work out there.
Yeah, I think it was just with the flow I kept going. And even now all the artworks are, I think I'm going to always, you know, make the artworks. And I manage the Instagram myself. And I think I'll continue to do that because I want to keep it that way. Because it's, it's coming from a person, right? Yeah. And I want it to feel that way. I wanted to keep it as honest and natural and transparent as possible.
Also, have you had instances? Okay, actually, tell me, what's the kind of teams that you're working with now? Do you have a big team?
No, it's a small team. We're a team of 4 people.
Okay.
And of course, we get people to freelance from time to time whenever there's a requirement.
Okay. But have you seen challenges where it's a little, now I don't think you have a chance because you have literally made a name for yourself. So people are like, okay, they know the Ink Bucket to an extent. So they're like, okay, we know the brand and what they've been doing. So it makes sense. But have you faced challenges in the past where they're like, I'd like to be part of what you might maybe be recruiting someone and they're like, I don't want to work for Vidhi. I want to, you know, maybe be part of, you know, what the brand entails as opposed to it being that whole personal versus, you know, that challenge.
No, I think in fact, when people write to me about working, I think most of them write because they've been following me and they, you know, like the work and they want to be a part of this and they want to work. So I think even the people who want to work, it comes from a very personal space. So I've never experienced that.
Yeah, but that's awesome because I think you finding those right people is key, right?
Yeah.
For anything for that matter. Even we have a team here who's working with us and it's just a matter of whether they would do this even when shit hits the roof and everything is going like haywire. Can you, do you still want to be part of this is basically the question I ask, Right? And I think it comes down to that, but I'm glad that that's been the case with you.
Yeah. And I love working with people who've seen, you know, seen me also grow. They've seen how it started and they've, so I think it just makes the whole relationship also very more meaningful. I know that they're also in it for a reason, and it's not just you who is so connected to this, it's them also.
Yeah, yeah. They kind of become part of the journey, and that's their journey too, which is so important. Yeah, so true. So actually, let's talk a little bit about social media, because you said that you handle everything, you know, end to end, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much on social media. I mean, how do you get down to really doing work, dude? I mean, do you have a very strict schedule when it comes to social media? Because I'm sure that eats into your time, like you said, right?
It does.
It's a rabbit hole. Once you get into it, you're just like, they know how to hold you there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And and there are days when I'm not regular at all because I'm working and then finding the, you know, time to post or put up an update or something, it becomes very difficult. Even just following up on messages, it's always a struggle. So we always have an email ID. If there's anything, we always tell people write to the email ID, because there's a team who's sitting and, you know, sorting everything out properly. Yeah. So that DMs and those kind of things, it's always a struggle. But I think we will have to move that onto maybe email or I don't know.
Yeah.
Little bit, but there are days when I'm sitting and I enjoy that also, when I've put up something or when there are some messages and I like responding to, you know, you're talking to a stranger, but it's just so nice to be talking to people who share a similar interest or who use your product, or maybe it's just like a message of appreciation or whatever it is, just having like a chat with people who otherwise you wouldn't even
have known.
So, you know, there are both sides to it.
Yeah, for sure. So that's on the management side. Have you seen a lot of issues when it comes to consuming content on social media though? Because I'm sure once you get on there.
Yeah, I think Nikhil will be a better person to answer that. Because he thinks I'm always on my phone. But I think, yeah, that also. But sometimes, you know, it's just, I like seeing what other people are doing. And I'm curious, you know, I'm just curious what is going on, kind of a thing. But sometimes you have to cut yourself from it in order to work and be productive. But yeah, I think a little bit of balance is important. I know when I have work, when I have a deadline, I will not open my phone.
Okay.
And start.
So you don't even, you just keep the phone away entirely.
Yeah, I do. I will not. Yeah. And when I have time or when I'm just chilling at night, maybe I'll just browse and just see what all I've missed or what's going on. Get a hang of.
My wife, you know, is also, because she also creates a lot of content on her own. I think anyone who's in that creative space, right, it's so important to consume the right kind of content to take inspiration from, right?
Yeah.
So I think
following the right accounts.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think it's what you said, which is you're quite intrigued or, you know, inquisitive as to what's happening.
Yeah.
Right? What maybe is the trend?
Yeah.
Or what can I take away from this, and how can I bring my own flair to
it? But I think that's also in the creative, the design, the art space. I follow a lot of illustrators and artists, so I like seeing what other people are doing. But when it comes to trends, I don't know a lot of things, you know. And like recently, what was that thing that went viral?
I'm completely with you, so I have no idea.
That thing, I didn't know, and I was like, what's happening? And my sister sent a video and she did it with our dog, and she's like, you'll understand this if that, I'm forgetting that person's name also, if you've seen the video.
Exactly.
I'm like, I haven't seen it. I'm like, it doesn't make sense to me, I don't know. So those kind of trends, I just am unaware, because I'm not following, you know, those things. But I feel like if I start following everything, then the right things I'll just miss. So it's important for me to follow, because you know how the algorithm works. It just doesn't even show you half the things I want to, and the creators that I really want to see on a regular basis. So I make sure those are on my feed first.
Right. Yeah. And also in a day and age where I think the third or fourth post is sponsored as an ad, right? It takes you that much more time to get to what you may want to look for.
Yeah.
Right? And dude, I completely relate to what you just said with this whole trend thing, because
so I feel like an old person when it comes to
trends.
I know
I'm old. Like, I just feel, inherently, I just know I am, because I've gotten to this phase where I like to go to bed early. I like to
wake up early.
Yeah, like you told me, we'll have a call last night. I was like, I have to wake up at 5. So, you know, I'm like, should I give up sleep? No, let's work around it. And we worked it out, right? Yeah. So there are times when my wife's like, you're an old man, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, it's fine. I mean, that's just what I want from it, right? And also, this whole trend thing, right? This exact trend you're talking about, I started seeing a lot of this pavri, right? Like, pavri hori. Yeah. And I'm like, what is actually happening? I'm looking, everyone's got it written. I mean, it's literally in words. And I'm like, this doesn't even make sense from Hindi or the English perspective.
Yeah.
What's actually happening
it's
here?
It's only when I actually Google.
Exactly.
Because I'm like, I want to be a part of what's happening. You know, you have that FOMO also. So then I Googled and then it takes me a while to understand these kind of things also. Then I understood. Then things started making sense. And then I was like, I could laugh at them. And I'm like, okay, this is funny.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but let's actually talk about FOMO. Because in this case, right, with creative work, I think...
Yeah.
It comes down to you sitting down and doing the work, showing up even when shit hits the roof, or days when nothing's happening, you still have to put in the work.
Yeah.
And that, I think that discipline is very, very hard to strike.
And it's very important also. Yeah. I think discipline is such an, and people don't talk about it too often, but discipline is so important.
Yeah. And discipline can take so many forms, right? Everyone thinks it's just like, you know, the conventional mindset, you're like, attention, you just get down to it, sit there, don't talk to anyone. No, I mean, discipline. Is how you show up in your own way and ensure that you are delivering on a consistent basis, right? And I think that's so it's undervalued today in the sense that people you have so many workarounds, so that way you can get things done. But at the same time, I think that's a very big USP. It's a big unique factor you bring to a table if used the right way, right? But I don't see a lot of narratives and a lot of talks and a lot of people who relate to that, because that's not what's being sold, right? What's being sold is this whole quick dopamine hit and this quick algorithm bit when you're like, just get into the thing, you see what you're doing. Oh, this is great. And that's it. I've consumed for an hour and a half. I was supposed to be here for 10 minutes. And then next thing you know, I can't do this for another, you know, I'm already way into this. 2 hours of work is gone. I can't do it today. Yeah. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, procrastination.
And yeah, big time, right? And when you're your own boss, you can be the biggest
procrastinator.
For big time, right? Because you have no one else to, you know, account for this whole thing. At the same time, you can also be a worse boss too.
Yeah.
Because you give yourself such a tough time.
Yeah.
Right? So what have you seen there? Where have you faced a lot of FOMO when it comes to this, where you're just like, you're off the grid for certain, you know, periods? And how do you come back to it? How do you counter that?
I don't feel FOMO in terms of me consuming content. I feel FOMO in terms of me sharing content. Yeah. You know, I feel like if I haven't shared anything, I feel like that itch that you get, I think that's what I get, that I'm not... I don't know. It's just become like a way of life now. So I feel like something's missing, or like you enjoy sharing. So when you don't do that, you feel like something's missing a little bit. But so I think there I feel FOMO. But in life, I feel I'm a very big, my friends can tell you, feel FOMO a lot.
Yeah.
Like if you have a group of four and if three people are going and doing something, even if I don't like doing that, I will go because I will have FOMO otherwise.
Okay.
I'm like, of course I will come. Otherwise,
you didn't invite me, but I'm here.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. No, but that's a very important point that you bring up, where you managing social media or you posting or, you know, you doing that itself has actually become a full-time gig for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Right. My wife works in the digital marketing field, and I know the kind of effort. I mean, I'm telling you personally, from the amount of content we are releasing here, it's such a big headache.
It is, yeah.
And you have to put in a lot of thought, because the narrative, the design, the aesthetic, everything's so important, right? And I think the moment you feel like it's been a while since, you know, you had the itch, like you said, and you're like, and you have to get back to it. But I think it's so important to balance that with your work, right? Because this also is now, like you said, become a way of life.
And if there is something interesting that you're doing, you automatically want to share it with people, you know, you see, because you've seen how involved people also are with certain processes.
Yeah.
So like if there's a sample that comes in or if there is something interesting happening with the team or with the work, you just feel like sharing it. Like how you feel like if there's something good happens in your life, you want to go to your friends and share it.
Yeah.
Right? So I think that very naturally happens now.
Yeah. And you're also like, everyone else is sharing in the sense other brands are doing it. Mm. And that's basically, you know, it comes back to FOMO itself, where like I need to like do something because it's been 10 days since I've like put anything out there. Right. Mm. And I think it just comes down to that inner battle. And when you're okay with whatever you're set and you can get to it, I think it really comes down to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. This whole social media thing's been a very, a big, long, ongoing narrative on the show because the intent with which it is brought on is great. There are a lot of benefits of it. There are a lot of advantages. People can use it in the right way. But more often than not, because of how we default or because of how the society is and how everyone's looking at, you know, vying for your attention, it becomes a little bit of a challenge, right? Yeah. And a lot of people are not mindful about that.
Yeah. It's so easy to just get influenced and, you know,
influenced.
So if it's a good influence, it's good. But if you feel like something is not influencing you the right way, it's important to, you know, not engage with that kind of content also. So I think that filtering out is important because there are both sides to social media. But if you know what you need to filter, what you want to see, I think then, of course, it has so many good things. It's helped so many people, so many nice things that you can do.
For sure. Yeah. It's a very tough balance to strike. There's no denying that. And like you said, I think it's a way of life now. There's no, you know, looking past this because anything you see now is like you share it on Instagram, you share it on Facebook or, you know, you see the sign there everywhere. It's like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And now what's that? Clubhouse. Yeah. Clubhouse is also out and now it's already whatever. Right. But and I'm glad that you have like a very mindful approach to, you know, when you have to sit down and do the work that's needed and move forward. And I think that's a good place for us to wrap things up. I think we spoke about a whole lot of things and if this is something I ask of all my guests, which I'll ask you as well, what's one last thing you'd want to put out there for our viewers, listeners, anything that you've already spoken about or maybe anything that's close to your heart? And this can be a segment of its own and you can go rambling on for 10 minutes and just say, flow is yours. But
I think what I said earlier, we've discussed these things, but just doing something for the right reasons, I feel is very important because a lot of people like to jump on the trend and maybe start something of their own or get into something that they've seen other people excelling at. But having your own why is so important. So just having your thoughts clear, I think, is important for people to start anything. If you have that underlying reason, then it just makes it easier for you. It makes the journey more interesting. And so I think that's one. We've spoken about discipline, how important that is. And there is no escaping hard work.
Yeah.
So whatever people are doing, there are no shortcuts or overnight successes, which when you are in it, you realize because you hear it from people, but then you realize
it's so cliche,
but it makes so much sense when you've gone through it and you realize that there is no escaping it. So I think that, and of course you're just kind of appreciating your own narrative and your own story, I think, is important because everyone has their own story. So not comparing and feeling that this person got it easy or this person's doing it this way and I'm not doing it this way. If your journey is different, that's your journey. That's going to teach you whatever it's going to teach you. So just appreciating that and being grateful for everything that you have, because when you start out, people feel like you need a lot and you're not ready. But I think there's very little that you need to start anything.
Yeah.
So just being a little grateful, mindful of what you have.
Yeah, I think in today's day and age, it's like the threshold is so small, right? You can just get going so easily.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people think you need to have incorporated a company. You need to have like an official mail ID. You don't need any of that, Jackson.
Yeah.
You just need to get down and do it. Just use your
bedroom.
Yeah, literally.
You know, you can just start.
Yeah. And I think lockdown has literally taught us that.
Yeah.
You can sit
work
there
from home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Work from anywhere for that matter now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like they've had radio jockeys on the show here and we've had people from very different walks all talk about how they thought, the industry leaders thought this would never be possible in a day and age like COVID.
Mm.
And then next thing you know, all these guys are recording it in all sorts of locations and doing things that are not even like possible earlier.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that is also when you have limited resources, you know, just figure out creative ways of doing something. And I think somebody once told me that it was, I think, an investor presentation that I was attending, something like that, long back. And they said that so many times excess money is can be a bad thing, because if you have money, your creativity just stops. And if you have limited money, because you'll just go the traditional way and you'll put in money and be like, this might be the solution. When you have limited resources, you'll try to squeeze every penny and you'll try to come up with the most creative ways to save as much as you can.
I think you can definitely be efficient on a budget.
Budget, exactly.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And I think what you said is so true about knowing the reason why. Have you read Start With Why by Simon Sinek by any chance?
No.
That's a book I would recommend to you and to, I mean, you don't.
I think I've heard about that book.
Yeah, Simon Sinek's like a big person in the, you know, in the whole pursue your passion space, right? And the entire book is about how you start with why and you stick. The moment you have spent enough time understanding why you're doing this, like you said, you can have your ups, your downs, and all those things won't matter because you're in it for those reasons, which is why you're in it.
Yeah,
right?
I feel like your foundation is already there. Then.
Yeah, for sure. I think that once you have that inner battle sorted, you're good. Then you can take on the next inner battle.
which is self-doubt.
For sure. I'll bring you back for self-doubt. That's part three of this conversation, but. Reed, thank you so much. I'm so glad you could make time to get here. I had a fun chat with you. This is awesome.
Me too. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and I will link your socials and everything in the show notes and description. But thank you so much. And like I tell all my guests, once we maybe hit like a 100 or a milestone mark, we'll have you back again and we'll talk about where you're at that point.
That would be nice.
Yeah, perfect, Mary. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much.
2 So that concludes part 2 of my conversation with Vidhi. If you liked the entire conversation, both part 1 and part 2, then consider smashing the like button and also leave a comment for me below and let me know what you felt was most relatable or what you found most intriguing from the episode. You can also leave me a DM if you are listening to this over audio, then leave me a DM over Instagram. And also really do consider sharing the episode with your family and friends. I'm sure the insights and just the conversation in general is something that's going to get people thinking. And that's an easy way to get the word out there too. So maybe share it over Instagram stories or WhatsApp statuses. And yeah, like I told you at the beginning of the episode, I have Prasad standing right over me. How many seconds do we have?
30 seconds.
Not bad. I'm still well within mark. Cool then. I'll see you guys in the next one. Until then, ciao.